Tekato katoa. Welcome to the Deloitte Download. My name is Maddie, and I'm the Early Careers Advisor at Deloitte New Zealand. At Deloitte, we know the decision about where to start your career is a big deal, and we hope this podcast series gives you some insight into what life at Deloitte is like. Welcome to another episode of the Deloitte Download. Today I have got four of our interns from the summer 2022-2023 intake with me, and I'm going to pass over to them to introduce themselves. So Tyler, would you like to go first?
Kia ora, I'm Tyler. I'm in the tax team at Deloitte. I am from Tuakau, but I study law and commerce at Victoria University.
My name is Logan. I'm currently in the consulting business unit here at Deloitte. I'm at University of Waikato studying supply chain management and strategic management, and I originally come from Rota Vegas.
I'm Charlotte, I'm in audit services at Deloitte, and I am from Auckland, but I study in Otago.
Hello everyone, my name is Ranesh, and I'm an intern in risk advisory as a technology operational risk intern. I study at AUT, the best university, as studying business and computer science contrary.
It is so great to have you guys all here. So since you are all interns, I think it would be a great place to start to ask you about what was the application process like to be an intern?
Well, I followed the standard process of applying through the Deloitte website. I did get referred through other Pacifica programs such as Tupatao and AUT, but I applied through that, and it was fairly standard, easy, straightforward procedure, and I got the call back within 2 weeks of having my partner interview. How did your guys want to go?
Mine was a little bit different because I originally interviewed for a different business unit before looking more heavily into what I really was wanting to do. So I ended up changing business units into the one that I wanted. Deloitte was really accommodating, it was super easy to change. And yeah, right after my interview, I was able to get the call, but that doesn't happen for everyone, it's very different.
Mine was a little more standard. I applied online through the normal procedure and underwent all of the testing, and then had an interview with a director and senior manager here. And then mine took a little longer to hear back from Deloitte, but that's a little bit more standard with consulting, but once I heard back, it was all going from there.
Like Charlotte, my process was a little bit different, so it really highlights the importance of networking. So my CV got referred to one of our partners, and I went through some normal testing and interview processes through that, so I didn't go through the formal application process, but I did have everything all sorted by maybe a week after my CV got sent, so it was very fast for me.
Awesome. I really like that you guys have got a variety of application processes, but a couple of you mentioned the standard process, and so I just want to kind of go over what that is. So usually you'll submit your CV, and then you might get referred on to doing some online testing, and then you'd move through to a video interview, and then an in-person interview, usually with some of our partners, after which they'd kind of make the call about whether you'll be getting an offer or not. I know for a lot of people, and video interview is the part that they like the least. Do any of you have some advice about what to do with video interviews?
I think my advice is really just to be yourself. At least when we did it, they were very open-ended questions, and it gave you the opportunity to express your personality as well, which I think was really useful. They give you a bit of time. You don't have to stress out about it too much. The question will pop up, and you can think about it, even write something down if you're going to get stressed about it. And there's definitely planning time, so you'll be fine.
I think another aspect that helped me prepare for the interview as well, for my partner interview, is that I applied through Passapure when I was applying for Deloitte, and one of the consultants within that team reached out to me, and which was very helpful to help me prepare and give me the insights on how to like be best prepared for my partner interview. So if you are applying through Deloitte, and I would say apply through Passapure if you're a Pacifica student.
I think for the recorded video aspect, it is really important just to sit there and answer the questions honestly. You don't necessarily need to write down or script a response, but instead just be yourself and present who you are through that interview process.
I didn't video interview. I did a Zoom call with the partner and director. I would probably say be relaxed, make sure your body language is open, smile lots. show your personality. If you don't show your personality, it's quite hard for them to read what you're going to be like in the office, and that's probably my biggest tip. Just be open. Make sure you smile heaps.
And we are all smiling in the room, even though you can't tell. So I think then moving on to, like, once you'd got the offer, what was it like preparing to start your internship? Like, how did you find that process?
I'll start us off. So after I was sent the offer, very quickly my buddy, who currently works with Deloitte, got in touch, and he set up a time to meet for coffee, and he asked if I had any questions and clarified any concerns that I had. He gave me a quick overview of what we do in consulting and what our team does specifically. And I think that was really helpful. So I arrived and I knew what to expect.
Yeah, I had the same thing. My buddy reached out to me pretty early on. Because I wasn't studying in Auckland at the time, I didn't go out on my coffee date until just about a week before, but that was quite nice. I had some questions prepared. It was just really nice to meet someone and sort of get an understanding of what you're going to need. Also, a lot of clothes shopping.
Yeah, for sure.
That was a bit of a struggle. That was my number one question. Yes. It's for everyone, but... Yeah.
So what would you say about, like, clothes to have for the office?
Have some staples, for sure. Yeah. A blazer's always useful, especially in audit, you go on site a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then some fun pieces, I think. We have casual Fridays,
so
that's a good time to get your sneakers up.
I'd say dress for your day. In tax, that's kind of what we do. Mm. We don't go out to client sites often, so we dress for our day. Usually just try go for a nice top because you're going to be on Zoom calls.
Yeah.
So you can go comfortable with the bottoms. And sneakers is fine. Just make sure that they're clean.
Yeah.
But yeah. Dressing was a big,
yeah, it was
a big point of conversation.
Yeah.
For sure.
Even if you want, you can just grab, like, one outfit. Come in, check everyone out.
Yeah. That's what a lot of us did. Yeah. The first day shopping was so fun with the other interns. Yeah. We all went out to Commercial Bay afterwards and did a bit of a shop together, which was really cool. Yeah.
That's useful.
Yeah. I'll keep going now that I'm speaking. basically, same as Charlotte, I was in Wellington, so I didn't get to do my coffee catch up with my buddy just before, but when I came to Wellington, my entire team actually ended up taking me out for a coffee, so I got to meet my entire team, which was really helpful. Kind of built my team culture a bit better going into it. And then I know for tax and BA, they do a social event beforehand with the interns. So if you're in Auckland, you've got that to look forward to. But...
yeah, adding to what those people have said, I had to catch up with my buddy twice before my internship. They even took me through up to the Deloitte office and have a tour within that. But even then, our risk advisory partners caught up with us and took us out for coffee two times before our actual start date. And they were very open and willing to answer any question that we had.
Other than clothes, were there any other, like, main things that you wish you'd known before the internship?
I think everyone's really friendly. I think you often get this stigma that people are quite cold, especially in tax. Tax seems to have a reputation of being quite sterile and boring and cold, but everyone is really funny and it's really easy to get along with everyone, so don't hold back. Say the joke.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get a few laughs, and it helps build culture. I think that's probably one thing that I learned the most and wanted to know coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't speak for other business units, but in consulting, there's a lot of different personalities. Everyone's really friendly, super welcoming, and really supportive as well. But yeah, I think, like Tyler said, there's plenty of jokes that fly around, and it's not, you're not stuck at your desk by yourself all day with your headphones on. It's really interactive and collaborative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think I didn't quite realise there's quite a lot, at least in audit interns, so it's really nice. You can grow a culture, you will make friends. They all want to make friends, so it's really nice. And then on a slightly different note, I've only really used like Google, Apple.
Yeah.
So something that would have been, maybe I should have had a bit of practice on Windows, but you do learn. Excel and Word.
Yeah.
And you check those out if you do it very often.
Yeah. Adding to that, Excel is a very key part of risk advisory. So if you are joining risk advisory, Excel, be proficient, and it will help you excel through everything. But yeah, I would be just say everyone is very open and super, super willing to answer any questions. They all know you're starting as a new intern, so you may have, like, a simple dumb question, but be open and be willing to ask that no matter what. I would say there's a corporateness, but there's no corporateness in women risk advisory. Welcome. You only be corporate when you see your clients.
Yeah.
Otherwise, dress for your day.
Yeah.
I think just to add to that, don't show up and feel like you have to know everything or know what you're going to be doing. I arrived and had absolutely no clue what was going on, but I was supported and helped, and before long I was pretty confident and happy with what we were doing. So don't feel like you've got to show up on day one and know everything.
I think that's a really good point.
It's that whole no questions, dumb questions speech that was on our first day.
Yeah. So they were absolutely right.
Yes, 100%. So before you mentioned PassPO, do you want to tell us a little bit more about that and how you might have interacted with them during the internship, like the Friday catch-ups or that kind of thing?
Sure. So when I applied through that, Lisa, the partner and head of PassPO, actually reached out to all the interns who were applying within that program, and they see and a lot of consultants just saying, hey, we're here to help you, we want you to get inside Deloitte and be offered successfully. And then within that, I just replied back to that email instantly. I just CC'd Lisa and all the other consultants, and within a day, one of the consultants, Kina, reached out to me, and we just talked over a Teams meeting just saying how you should better be prepared within Deloitte and what you can do to successfully ace your interview. But within PassPO, we have our Friday weekly catch-ups, and in that you're just super open, you talk as whatever you want about Deloitte and how you're going, and everyone there is too easy to help you and support you to grow and succeed within Deloitte or within outside out of our work culture. But that Friday catch-ups are just super open, and you can talk about everything and anything.
And I think that's a really good point. And then what other kind of social things have you guys enjoyed while you've been here? Because we are not just all about work.
Well, we've been really lucky in audit because there's so many interns that even sometimes if there isn't a work drinks or an event on, which there quite often is, then we'll go out together on a Friday. Whoever's in the office, we can go. We have our own group chats inside and outside of work, which is really nice. I know we had BYO last night. We just... you make the most of it. Quite a few people travel up. Yeah. They might not have family here. So it's really nice.
Yeah,
I know in tax we often do work events as teams.
Yeah.
So we've done two since I've been here, which have been super fun. So we went axe throwing and we did beach volleyball.
That's really a huge activity. I love that.
It was really interesting to see your partners get involved in that.
Yeah.
So we do those, and then as interns, I'd say tax. Not to start anything, but I'd say tax is quite a really close intern cohort. We all are very, very close and hang out all the time. So I'd say coming here, there's a nice blurred line between work and your social life. You do become really close friends with the people that you work with. Plenty of coffee catch-ups during the day. Those are essential. Sitting outside, getting some fresh air with everyone, and just having a good chat about your day. It's a good... really good social environment.
Then how have you found balancing, I guess, the commitments of the internship with your outside life? And would you maybe have any advice for future interns about how to balance those things?
I'd say make time for things that are important for you. What I did before I came is made a list of things that I thought I wouldn't want to give up. So simple things like going to the gym, making sure you have time for family once a week, just doing things that you really feel like you need to, and then not letting work get in the way of those things.
Yeah.
So you make time for the things that you prioritize.
Yeah.
Make sure that you have those priorities, but work is also a really good opportunity, so make sure that you do take those as they come.
I would say one thing I like about Deloitte is flexibility. Like some days I had to leave early, and then I would accommodate my work schedule around it, and everyone was willing to accommodate me within that. But then you just start back early the next day, or you leave. As long as you complete all your tasks and activities, no one will say anything.
I think Deloitte really emphasizes work-life balance, and it's a common misconception, and I was pretty aware of the fact that corporate life is... it's not 9 to 5, it's more like 7 to 7. But while I've had maybe a couple of days like that here, most of it has been really flexible. You've got the option to work from home in some business units. But yeah, make time for what's important, and Deloitte will support you in prioritising those things in your life.
So one more question for you guys before we get into some fun things at the end. How have you found like the mentoring or coaching or like kind of the development, because as you had mentioned, you are right at the beginning of your career journey. So what opportunities have you had throughout your internship for mentoring or coaching?
We have coaches and buddies the minute you get here, you get allocated them. I got very, very lucky. So in tax this year, we rotated. So I got two coaches, both on different ends of the spectrum, both probably the coolest people I've ever met and will probably keep in contact with for the rest of my career, which is awesome. They sit you down, talk about your career goals, where you want to go, how Deloitte can help you reach those goals. And it's very, it's not Deloitte focused, it is you focused. I think that's the thing I learned the most, is everyone wants you to succeed no matter what you do. I know for law students that we, in tax especially, we get sat down by Campbell and told differences for our careers. And Campbell's one of our partners, and it is a really interesting conversation, but everyone's quite open and transparent about where you want to go and how to succeed and where you want to go.
There is so much support. Doesn't matter the context of any question, there's going to be someone that will help you out. So there's no dumb questions, and I was lucky. My buddy was super helpful from the very beginning before I even started here. And my coach, from a career perspective, was always checking in and following up and checking my progress against the goals I'd set. And then I also had a project coach as well, who was specific to the project I was working on. So any related questions that I had around that were answered. So yeah, no matter where you were or what you were doing, there's always someone that was available to help.
Yeah, we're the same in audit. You have your own personal buddy and a managing counsellor or managing coach. I actually have coffee with her in about 20 minutes. I'm
amazing.
To that. And I've been really fortunate that I've been on an audit with my buddy for quite a while, so that's been really helpful. Also, within each audit, there will be other people that you can talk to. So you'll have someone that you talk to for work, someone that you talk to for yourself and how you're feeling, and then someone you can talk to for your career. There's a whole spectrum. There's always someone you can go to. And as an intern, there are no silly questions. Someone will happily answer it and maybe even explain it in more detail further on.
Yeah, I would say the buddy and coach system is very good within Deloitte. There were a couple other sectors within risk advisory that I wanted to try out, such as forensics, financial crime, and I just told my coach within the next week I started on engagement within that. So just be free to say anything to your coach and they can make it happen.
Cool. All right, we're going to do some one word to describe, answer my questions. So the first thing that I'd like you to pick a word to describe is your internship.
Insightful.
That's what I was going to say. Enlightening.
I'm going to go with caffeine. There's a lot of coffee. A lot of coffee dates. And if you don't like coffee, there's always the old hot chocolate option.
Yeah.
I'm going to go bright.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
A two-way one. Bright as in future, but also bright as in smiling, happy, feeling.
Yeah. Someone in this room I thought was going to say humbling, but they didn't, so I'm going to chuck that in as a, I think it is really important to remember that we are aware that as interns you guys are at the beginning of your career, and so it is easy to come in, especially if you're at the top of your game at uni, and then to be like, oh, this is new, but I think we've got a really good staff to support that. So one word then to describe Deloitte.
Friendly.
Cool.
Unexpectedly friendly.
We'll take that.
I'm going to go funny. Everyone I've met has been really funny, and I can appreciate a good joke when one comes around.
Amazing.
I want to say open. You can ask the simplest, dumbest question, and they'll be willing to answer anything. So just feel free to be open as you can be.
I think I have a vibe.
Yeah,
it's a vibe.
Yeah,
like every time you walk in, no matter who you see, you can sort of tell in the lobby like who's going up to the Deloitte floors and who's going elsewhere.
They've always got a coffee in there.
They're smiling, they're having a chat. Like it's just a really cool environment to live and work in.
The Deloitte staff and the elevators are definitely the ones that do the shoulder tap for the conversation, no matter who they are.
It's silence, and then everyone else from the other ones gets out.
One thing that you should take advantage of while you're doing your internship?
Opportunities. Say yes to everything that you can. don't say no, but say yes to all the opportunities that Deloitte has to offer within your 12 weeks and make the most of that.
Mm. Write down everything. Yeah. You're going to need to know again, and you don't want to ask a second time.
Fair enough.
I'd say take advantage of the support, ask the questions, follow up if you're not sure, and utilize those support networks available to you.
Yeah, I would say the people, there's a lot of intelligent people here. Take them out for a coffee. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to take you out for a coffee, but you'll ask them out for a coffee and they'll take you out. Learn as much as you can from the people here because they know what they're talking about.
And you've done a really good job of that.
Thank you.
Okay, and final question is, what is the best BU?
Risk advisory, Preston.
Okay.
Yes, consulting.
I know it's tax, and you'll agree with me that it's tax.
I'm going to stay silent, but thank you guys all so much for your time. Really appreciate you being on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode. We have a number of other episodes on different Deloitte topics, and we hope that this podcast series helps you make your decision around where you want to make your impact. Ka kite.